welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Pamela here. Today we are reading Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. One Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God! But the leader in charge of the synagogue was indignant that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. "There are 6 days of the week for working," he said to the crowd. "Come on those days to be healed, not on the Sabbath." But the Lord replied, "You hypocrites! Each of you works on the Sabbath day. Don't you untie your ox or your donkey from its stall on the Sabbath and lead it out for water? This, dear woman, a daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. Isn't it right that she be released, even on the Sabbath?" This shamed his enemies, but all the people rejoiced at the wonderful things he did. The more I have looked at this passage, the more things there seem to be explored, and lots of things that we can learn. We find several encounters with Jesus. The first is the woman that Jesus heals, whose encounter was certainly the most dramatic. Her whole life was changed that day. Her back was healed. She was freed from all the negative associations that went with illness. And she could now literally walk with her head held high. She unsurprisingly went on to praise God, recognising who was at work in her. Then we have the crowds, the people who had attended the synagogue that day, suspecting nothing more than an ordinary Sabbath, but instead got to witness the miraculous, and they went on to rejoice as well. However, it seems not so much God, but more his acts. They rejoiced in what Jesus did, rather than for who he was. However, the person I want to focus on is the leader of the synagogue and his encounter with Jesus. This is not the first story in Luke of Jesus causing a stir on the Sabbath. It is not even the first about Jesus healing on the Sabbath. And it won't be the last. At first glance, it seems pretty similar to Jesus healing the man with the deformed hand earlier in Luke chapter 6. And you think to yourself, "Oh, I know where this is going." It's easy to overlook these similar stories or even to just assume they are the same one. I am really enjoying a podcast from the Bible Project and learning new ways to look at what the Bible has to say. One of the things that they repeat a lot is that nothing is there by accident. And if something is repeated, it is worth looking closer to see what is the same and what is different. In this story, there are some obvious similarities. A person being healed on the Sabbath and a confrontation with the leaders. We're going to look at some of the differences. I think it's easy for us to lump all the Pharisees and religious leaders together in one camp and read every story where they feature with a generic villain type. However, just like us, they were individuals with their own personalities and issues. The flow of this story is actually backwards from the previous one in chapter 6. We have the argument first and then the healing. However, in this story, Jesus heals the woman and then we have the argument. I think the story is backwards because I think this leader has a different issue than those that came before. In the other Sabbath stories, the leaders are keeping an eye on Jesus to see what he will do. They are trying to trip him up, to trap him. They are waiting on him to do something they can use against him. But there's no mention of this kind of idea for this man. He seems more to be reacting to what has happened rather than expecting some kind of confrontation. He doesn't chat with the other leaders to compare how awful Jesus is, and he doesn't even directly address Jesus. Instead, he tries to remove the issue by talking directly to the crowd, asking them not to come for healing on the Sabbath. No, there's no indication that this was why the woman was there. In fact, Jesus called her over, not the other way round. But the man wanted to get rid of the crowd. He didn't want them to be encouraging Jesus. He wanted order in the synagogue. It seems to me that this leader was not out to get Jesus. He was doing his job and trying to keep order. He was so busy trying to do the work of God that he failed to see God at work. He was happy to work in the synagogue on the Sabbath, serving God as he saw it, but did not recognise God in his midst, even when God's power was evident in Jesus as he healed the woman. My suspicion is that for Jesus, the even bigger issue was that this leader not only didn't recognise God's work happening in front of him, but that he wanted to stop others having an encounter with Jesus. I wonder how many of us have experienced or witnessed this happening. I remember going to church and being actively ushered away because I wasn't dressed right. I think I was 19 at the time. Do we ever do the same? Instead of enabling people to encounter Jesus, do we discourage it because we are so focused on doing the work of God properly, we fail to see God at work? I suspect we each have our own blind spots. Recently, we left a Sunday Zoom meeting because my sister was moving flat and needed to collect some of our things from our garage. Because of social distancing, we didn't help, but spoke to them while they were here. When she sent me a message to say they were coming, I felt that righteous anger. Why would they come then? They know we have church on a Sunday. I felt very resentful of the fact that she came at the one time that we had something on. We were very close to not even saying hello and instead focusing on worshipping God. But what showed Jesus' love more? Ignoring her because we had to listen to the service or stopping and having a little chat through the window? I think the latter. And especially now when we don't get to see her often. Another difference is how the passage ends. In other Sabbath stories, the leaders are angry and want to kill Jesus. In contrast to the conclusion here is a lot tamer. They are shamed, or some translations use the word humiliated, by what Jesus has to say. Jesus' words had an effect on them. We do not know if this leader turned his heart to Jesus, but we do know that some of the words hit home. Otherwise, he would not have felt shame. Sometimes the words of Jesus can have the same effect on us. We feel shame. His words have uncovered something about us that we would have preferred he had left alone, exposing us to that uncomfortable feeling of humiliation. However, we have to be careful that we do not leave those words there in that place of shame, and instead allow them to transform us to a place of healing and freedom that come from knowing Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you want us to have encounters with Jesus, that you want us to be transformed, to be healed, and to be free. Help us to recognise in ourselves the times we may have discouraged people, and instead show us how to encourage others to have an encounter with you. Help us not to be so focused on doing work for you that we miss you at work in our lives. And help us to humble ourselves when your words hit home, and allow them to transform our lives. In Jesus' name.